This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. 5 army soldiers were killed during a tank warfare exercise in the Ladakh region last night when the stream through which the tanks were passing suddenly got flooded. An exercise of tank warfare was going on in the Daulat Beg Ord area near the line of actual control. In an official statement, defense spokesperson in Leh said the mishap occurred while deducting from military training activity. An Army Tu-72 tank got struck in the Siok River near Saser Brangsa, eastern Ladakh, due to sudden increase in water level. Rescue teams rushed to the location, but due to high current and water levels, the rescue mission didn't succeed and tank crew lost their lives. The National Testing Agency has announced fresh dates for cancelled and postponed examinations. In a notification issued yesterday, the NTA said the UGC NET June 2024 examination will now be held between 21st of August and 4th of September. The UGC NET was cancelled a day after being conducted on 18th of this month as the Education Ministry received inputs that the integrity of the exam was compromised. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that country is adopting best practices in disaster management and National Disaster Response Force should always aim for zero casualty in the wake of any disaster. Speaking at the flag-in ceremony of Mountaineering Expedition Vijay, Mr. Shah said, "Today, not only in India, but wherever there is a disaster in the world, people of the country and the world looked towards NDRF." He said, "No matter how adverse the situation is NDRF Jawan is standing there, then the morale of the people trapped in the disaster increases manifold." West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose had filed a defamation case against Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at the Calcutta High Court. Earlier, Mamata Banerjee has made a comment at a press conference at State Secretariat Nabanna that women are afraid of going to Rajavan, Kolkata. The governor also filed defamation suits against certain leaders of Banerjee's Trinamool Congress Party for making similar statements. The controversy comes in the backdrop of a contractual female employee of Rajavan accusing Bose of molestation on 2nd May, prompting Kolkata police to launch an investigation. In Tamil Nadu, 4 persons were killed in a blast at a cracker factory at Sattur in Virudhunagar district. In the cracker factory, 50 laborers were engaged in cracker manufacturing. The accident occurred during the mixing of chemicals while preparing the crackers. Out of total 15 rooms in the factory, their rooms became rubbles after the blast. Efforts are on to douse the river. It is not known if there were laborers inside the rubble. Rescue work will resume after the fire is doused completely. The Jharkhand government has taken decision for 200 units per month free electricity for domestic consumers. This decision was taken at cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Champai Soren. Cabinet Secretary Vandana Dadal said that the government will bear on additional burden of 21 crore 70 lakh rupees per month for this. India presided over its first meeting as chair of the Colombo process at the permanent representative level meeting in Geneva yesterday at the International Organization for Migration headquarters. Ministry of External Affairs said the meeting was marked by a spirit of cooperation and a shared vision towards goals of the Colombo process. Secretary Consular, Passport, Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in Ministry of External Affairs Muktesh Pardesi delivered the special address as the incoming chair in office. The India Meteorological Department has said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into some parts of Rajasthan, western Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, entire Delhi, remaining parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar, some parts of eastern Uttar Pradesh, and remaining parts of Uttarakhand. It said very heavy rainfall is expected in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, coastal Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. In cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of men's T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both India and South Africa are unbeaten in this tournament. They have shown exceptional performance with bat as well as ball. Team India is looking in a great touch as Indian bowlers Jasprit Bumrah and Kuldeep Yadav were already bowling well, and now Akshar Patel's great spell against England in the semi saws India's enhanced bowling attack. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.